Welcome back to Two Vinnies and a Friend. I'm your host, Sam.
And I'm your other host, Micah.
And today, we're having a really special guest on. Class of 2025 ASB President, Sebastian Pong.
Woohoo!
Hello, I'm Sebastian Pong.
How's it going, Sebby?
Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show. We're going to get right into it. So today, we're going to be playing Yuck or Yum to start us out. Or Boom or Doom, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be saying... five different kind of like weird, wacky, like food combos and creations, and you're gonna either say like, should we go boom or doom or yuck or yum?
I think we should go boom or doom.
All right, we're going boom or doom.
The awesome father son duo,
Big Justice and AJ.
Yeah.
Big inspirations for us.
Yes, of course.
All right, so the first one is peanut butter and cucumber sandwich.
Okay.
Doom.
Yeah, I must say that's sad to start it off this way, but I think that one's a doom.
That sounds like a doom.
I can't with anything peanut butter, honestly.
Are you?
You're not a peanut butter guy?
Are you allergic?
Not allergic.
I just
don't like it. Peanut butter candy with like M&Ms. Like I don't even like M&Ms in the first place. But
do you know what's a good peanut butter candy? It's like has this weird name. It's like called something weird, but like it's like white taffy with peanut butter on the inside.
Oh,
starts with like a Z or something. That's pretty good.
That's cool.
Yeah, I feel like celery with peanut butter is good, but like in a sandwich, that's kind of gross.
Celery with peanut butter, what are those called? Ants on a log?
Oh, is there like a name for that?
Yeah, I think
I've heard that before.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never tried it. I don't know if I would like it, but maybe it would be good. You never know.
I don't know. I used to eat those as a kid. It was all right. All right, the next one is orange juice and chocolate cereal.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, I really don't see why that'd be bad.
It seems like a normal dinner, if anything.
Normal dinner?
Not dinner.
Yeah.
Normal breakfast. I never have breakfast, actually.
I don't either, but
yeah.
I feel like breakfast for dinner is kind of underrated.
Yeah, honestly.
That's the type of dinner you eat when you're home alone.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
That's true.
I make a mean cereal dinner. I can't even lie.
Little combo with all the different cereals, like big bucket of cereal.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to give that one a boom.
I'm going to give it a boom, like a minor boom.
I'm going to give it a doom. Orange juice and chocolate does not mix.
I feel like, but like there's like the chocolate oranges.
Chocolate cereal barely tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, but like chocolate oranges, it's like a sweet orange. Orange juice is a lot like more bitter.
Tart, yeah.
Yeah, so the tart with chocolate, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they're two really good things. So usually two really good things mixed together could be good, but sometimes it's not.
I'll drink orange juice with anything for like lunch, dinner, breakfast.
Orange juice with sparkling water as a dinner makes it like a soda. It's so good.
Never had that before.
Really? Surprising. You never had apple juice with like sparkling water?
I barely drink apple juice. I drink more tea than anything.
Oh, so you have like a more refined palate.
Thank you.
Have you guys seen that one tea where it's like the green stuff and like...
Matcha?
It's like... No, it's like super, not matcha, it's called like yerba mate.
Oh, yerba mate.
It's like
nasty.
It's pretty like pretentious, but it looks kind
of
good.
No, they like put like tiny like swirls of water and then just drink leaves. I see like Messi and Neymar.
Yeah.
It. Like,
apparently it's supposed to be really good for you.
It's like once removed from coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the next one, it's like pickles that have been soaked in Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Are you trying with these?
Like, I honestly feel like that would kind of be good.
Pickles?
Pickles. Dude, think. Not mixed with Kool-Aid, but like it's like a pickled in Kool-Aid, right?
Pickled in Kool-Aid?
Like pickled juice and Kool-Aid powder, right?
Yeah. When I was looking this up, like, you'd be surprised how popular pickled Kool-Aid pickles are. Like, they're surprisingly liked by the pickle Kool-Aid community.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I think they sell them at, like, fairs and stuff. I don't know. I would try it. I'm going to give it a boom.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a boom, but like a light boom. Like it's like a...
It's like a boom,
it's
not
like
a
heavy
boom.
Doom.
Yeah. I feel
it's like a boom.
So I feel like Kool-Aid is like also sour. You add sugar to Kool-Aid. Like I'm pretty sure you add sugar to Kool-Aid packets.
Yeah.
So like pickle sour. I don't see how... I feel like it just wouldn't be terrible, so I'll give it a boom.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of things like different pickles and sometimes they're like spicy.
Yeah, the chamoy pickle.
The chamoy pickles.
Mm. Yeah.
They do kind of look a little outrageous, but I feel like they might be tasty.
Yeah.
All right, the next one is a buffalo wing donut.
That seems like a boom.
I'm gonna give that one a boom.
Yeah, that's a heavy boom. I feel like the sweet and savory, especially if it's like a, I feel like a normal glazed donut would just go perfect with that. Yeah. That'd be, I feel like that would be, that could be phenomenal. Like,
I mean, for wings, do you guys get flats or drums?
Ooh, I like flats.
Yeah. Growing up is realizing flats is better.
Yeah, I know.
That's facts.
Dude, especially when you can do like the thing and like take it, eat it, eat all the take all the meat off.
Yeah. That's insane. Those videos, people just like eating the flats in one bite.
One move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The flats are just solid. I feel like there's too much like stuff in like in the drums. There's like too much like
the drums. They have more cartilage. Meat, which is good. But like, you just, there's a lot of like bone in there, and you kind of have to like
harder too.
Yeah.
At for certain points.
Yeah.
I think there actually is, like, a difference in taste with the flats and drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like, also, because flats are thinner, they just get crispier. It's better.
Yeah, they do get crispier.
Yeah. All right.
All right. The next one is, this is definitely a boom for me, but it's jalapeno ice cream.
Okay, that's, I don't know. I mean,
it depends how you make it.
What do you mean a jalapeno ice cream?
The whole thing tastes like jalapeno?
It's ice cream, like, that tastes like jalapenos.
I feel like that would be, like, good on, like a chicken sandwich or something.
Like, when I hear that, I think of Texas for sure. Yeah, like, I can definitely see that being sold in Texas.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what occasion I would use like a sweet jalapeno. Like, when I want jalapenos,
would it
be
sweet though? Would it taste sweet?
It would be sweet. It would just also be a little spicy.
A little spicy. Like,
on nachos.
Nah. Oh, maybe like a.
Oh, maybe no
like
cheese.
A dessert nachos.
No cheese. Yeah. Not dessert.
No
but
cheese.
It'd be spicy, but like no cheese. Dollops of ice cream.
Oh, no, like, you know those, like, wait. You know those chips where it's, like, the baked chips with, like, cinnamon sugar on top?
Yeah.
And so imagine you make, like, nachos, jalapeno ice cream with those, and then you could add, like, some other, like, sweet things on top of it.
Yeah, so it has a little bit of spice.
A little bit of spice, a little bit of sweetness, so it's, like, nachos, but it's a dessert.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good. I would make that.
Yeah, that's a good.
That sounds good, but I feel like since we're just going off the ingredient, like, off the food by itself, I'm just going to give it a doom, but, like, a high doom.
Yeah, if I'm eating a jalapeno ice cream by itself out of like a Ben and Jerry's tub, it's not gonna be good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that would be something I would be like optimistic to try. I'm gonna give that a boom.
Giving it a doom.
Yeah, all right,
doom.
Okay, the next one is we're gonna be ranking like the different categories of pasta.
Okay.
So, just like what's your guys' top three pasta?
All right.
Sam, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I'll start us off. So. Like, I would say I'm a pasta connoisseur. I feel like it is the best carb. I think it's better than rice. I don't know.
Let's not get into that.
No. I just think that there's so many variations of pasta that you can't get sick of, but rice is the perfect side dish, but pasta can also be a main dish.
I tell you, I could eat rice by itself and not get sick.
Yeah, I agree. Jasmine rice is really good.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of times with rice, you need, like, seasoning. Yeah. And that might be true with, like...
Seasoning is for rice. I never have...
Not seasoning.
Not seasoning or, like, sauces.
Dish. Yeah.
Well, some rices have seasoning, like Mexican rice and... Yeah.
But what are your top three pastas?
We got a little off track.
So, like, yeah, we did, but I feel like that's also a good topic. Like, favorite carbs. But, okay. So, top three pastas, it's not, like, shapes. So, like I'm trying to think.
It could be shapes or it could also just be, like... Types of pasta.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if this is, like, so top three, I think, number three, I have to be, like, a simple, like, bolognese, like.
That's a great pick. That's actually such a good pick. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Like, the kind of wide noodles, I forgot what they're called. Like, the wide, thin noodles.
Yeah. Like penne?
No.
No, that's not right.
It's like fettuccine, but, like, a little wider.
I know you're talking about.
Topped off with Parmesan. It's just like, it's sensational. It just really is. All right, my number two. This is tough, but I think I'm going to go carbonara. Have you had carbonara?
No, what is it like?
Carbonara, so it's like pasta, and then the sauce is like made out of like egg yolks, cheese, pepper, and then it has like bacon in it pancetta.
Sounds pretty good.
That sounds great.
And then like you mix it and then it becomes like really saucy and not like scrambled. It's like, it's really good.
All right.
And then my number one, like, I don't like know if I, actually, I'm going to move my list a little bit.
All right.
Now that I'm talking about it, I think I think we're going to have to go the opposite direction and put bolognese in number one.
I agree, actually.
I'm going to go bolognese number
one. I completely agree.
Carbonara number two. And then, like, I can't really think of anything else because I want to say fettuccine, but it's too fettuccine Alfredo, too similar to carbonara. I'm going to say, like, just like a really good slice of lasagna. Like a good slice of lasagna. And then my honorable mentions are probably, like, Alfredo and mac and cheese. But mac and cheese not, like, really pasta, but, like, it's, like, mac and cheese.
I would say it's pasta.
But, like, a good baked mac and cheese is really...
Baked mac and cheese.
It's really good.
I actually made baked mac and cheese. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Not a mac and cheese guy, personally, but...
Really?
Personally?
Yeah.
So you're a bigger rice dish kind of guy, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, actually, later I'll give you my top three... You know, Asian noodle dishes instead of pasta.
Yeah, we could do general noodle dishes too, but I like.
No, what I meant by pasta is like you could do noodles also. Like, I was going to put like ramen in my list.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, sure, should I go next?
Oh, yeah, go next and you can do your Asian noodles, you can do your Italian.
So, I'm okay with Italian noodles, but it's kind of far down the list for me. If we're going from top three, third would probably be ramen, you know?
Just ramen, yeah.
Like a nice. Garlic tonkatsu ramen.
I love a good ramen.
A good garlic tonkatsu ramen.
And
really
the
pork slices.
Yeah, the pork slices, the seaweed. And the sides that come with it, like you can order with, even though it's not part of the ramen, it's part of the experience. Yeah. And, you know, there's like a culture of like ramen stalls that's really nice where you just go in, you can get a bowl of it, and it's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
But second would probably be beef chow fun. It's a rice noodle. It's a thick, saucy rice noodle with beef on top. It's a Chinese dish. And
that sounds good.
I always begin that at when I get a dinner of Chinese food or sometimes even with dim sum, which is like breakfast and lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's always been a staple for me whenever we order. And you should get it, too, next time you're out for Chinese food, chow fun.
Chow fun.
Fun means noodles, I'm pretty sure. Actually, no. Chow means, I think
chow is noodles. Yeah.
Like chow mein as well.
Mm-hmm.
But number one, hands down, pho. Pho is
I love some
national
pho.
Dish of pho Vietnam, my culture. And my grandma makes all the pho I eat, and it's so good. It takes so long to make. It takes like a day.
The one person in our radio class that has mom makes really good pho is baseball Ethan Yuen.
Yeah.
His mom makes some good pho.
But my grandma probably makes everyone's relatives makes it better. But my grandma has somehow perfected it. It takes a whole day to stew the broth, and you put all these great toppings on it. I put beef, onions, cilantro.
Do you eat the tendon, like the cartilage, like
the oxtail?
No, they eat like tendon. It's like called tendon. I don't know. It's like
they call it oxtail.
Yeah,
and. That's what my dad and mom eat with their pho, but yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but maybe once I get older, I'll be more brave and adventurous, but there's a good pho place in Seattle called Pho Back,
it's like the boat, right?
Yeah.
It used to be a boat.
Well, the boat serves gunga, it's like a chicken rice, but the place next to it, Soup Shop, is the one that serves the pho, and it's pretty good. Not as good as my grandma's, though, but... Yeah.
I love how all the pho places have, like, funny puns in their names.
Yeah.
It's to appeal to you guys.
Because
there's a lot, it's a pretty mispronounced word. If you pronounce it pho, that's the word for city or village. So, I mean, yeah, I'm glad there's a lot of pho places, but number one will always be my grandma's.
For sure.
Pho is, like, really, like, it's, like, a really classic Vietnamese dish. Like,
yeah.
What about, like, are you big on, Sebi, do you like, Chinese Americanized takeout, orange chicken, or, like, Thai? You don't like orange chicken. You like takeout Thai, like pad Thai,
or green curry. Thai as much.
You don't like Thai?
Or green curry.
Thai might be, like, a top five cuisine.
I mean, there's Thai, for me?
So good.
Yeah, but I'd say the Chinese food, a lot of Americanized Chinese food, honestly, is not as good as if you didn't know, there's orange chicken, General Tso's beef or Mongolian beef. All of that does not exist in China. And I went to Hong Kong, and it's wildly different from the food we get here in Seattle.
Did you like it?
Ah, I loved it. I mean,
My mom said she went and then like they eat chicken feet and like
chicken feet
is pretty good,
but it's just so different.
Yeah.
Well, On to you, Mike. What about you?
All right. At my number three, I'm going to go ramen. I've actually, like, one time I had, like, this Tapatio ramen, and that was pretty good.
What was it? What Tapatio? What's in that?
Tapatio is, like, the Mexican hot sauce. Oh. It was, like, a collab brand, something. For number two, I'm going to go, you guys have been to Din Tai Fung, right?
Yeah.
So, Din Tai Fung, you know how they have the rice cakes that are pretty good?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I've never had Din Tai Fung's rice cakes. Their stir-fried noodles are top tier.
Mm.
You really don't like the chicken.
You don't want my opinion on Din Tai Fung.
You don't like it?
Overrated, I'm not going to lie. But it's
super, super fake. I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, yeah, my opinion.
You don't think Xiaolong Bao is real?
Xiaolong Bao, no, it is. Xiaolong Bao is a real thing.
Yeah.
Soup noodles, but it's just.
No. Soup dumplings.
So you mean like Din Tai Fung isn't authentic?
Yeah.
Of course it's not. I mean, you see, I don't want to say you see the waiters there, but like. But it's just, the food, the quality of the food. I mean, you can't really stray that far away from soup dumplings, mm-hmm. but just the other things they sell, like their noodle dishes, it's just stuff that doesn't really exist in America, and it's just not as, I guess, heavily seasoned.
Same with like Panda Express or whatever. Panda Express isn't even trying. I know, but like everything, all their side dishes there have no flavor. It's just carried by the main dish. But in China, I'm assuming like there's way more flavor in the side dishes.
I mean, I had Panda Express the other day, and the rice, like the orange chicken, I do like the orange chicken.
I mean, yeah, it is like sweet chicken.
I mean, yeah. But like the rice has like zero flavor.
Yeah.
And like I'll eat it, but like I know there are like so much better dishes that are like actually authentic.
Mm-hmm. All right, on to your number two, Micah.
Yeah.
All right, I just gave my number two. My number one, I'm going to go bolognese. I'm a big bolognese guy. Bolognese.
Two bolognesers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bolognese.
Both at number one, like when you said that, I was like, yeah, Sam knows what's up. I'm a big bolognese guy.
Yeah, bolognese.
Bolognese. All right, we're going to move on. So we're going to be talking about, like, what are the best side dishes?
Oh, okay. Right on topic.
Kind of on topic with, like, what we were just talking about a little bit with, like, the rice.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone want to start?
Yeah. Asabi, you start.
It's rice. I mean, there's just, it's so integral to multiple cultures, I feel like. You know, pasta noodles, it doesn't really get out of Italy, but, like, rice is such a universal thing to Asian cuisine and cultures.
Pasta noodles were actually originated in China. You know that?
Pasta noodles? Because
noodles are originated in China. Well,
yeah, noodles, but not pasta, because pasta is made out of flour.
And eggs.
Yeah, and noodles made out of rice, usually. I know for Vietnamese and Chinese noodles, most of them are rice.
Yeah.
And Japanese noodles for like ramen are actually made out of like a wheat of some sort. But it's got to be rice, because my favorite's jasmine wine grain, but, you know, the Koreans got shorter and stickier rice, and the Japanese is also shorter and stickier. But I think that's the great thing. It's so like different yet universal.
So, Sebi, you don't like basmati rice or like the other
rices? They're fine. It's just, to me, the rice I grew up on, I really like. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So I usually eat basmati rice, but I like jasmine rice more. Jasmine rice has like a nice aroma. I don't know. It's really it's like
when I open the rice cooker, it's so nice.
I do love some jasmine rice.
Yeah.
All right. What are your other two? Or are we only doing one? Like the best side dish?
We should alternate while you think about it.
All right, okay. We can alternate. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go like a good chips and salsa or guacamole. As a side dish.
As a side. Oh,
well, I guess. Well, we're talking about like appetizers or sides.
Sides.
Okay, sides. I guess that's not really a side.
Yeah. I mean, I would eat that as a side though. I'm gonna be honest. Like.
Yeah.
If I have chips and salsa, I would rather have chips and salsa as a side, rather than like just chips as a side. I feel like.
Yeah. So well, actually, like there are some like times where I'll get like chips as a side.
Yeah.
So I guess for me, I'll do like. Kind of sticking with that rice theme, because I do agree that, like, rice is the best side. But for me, it's the Mexican rice with, like, beans with it. Mm-hmm. And then I can also, like, incorporate that into my main dish.
Yeah.
What about you, Sam?
So, like, I'm trying to think here. I I would probably side dishes. I feel like there's like just like French fries. I don't know. I feel French like fries? Just such a solid like,
French
food.
Fries. I mean, yeah, it's so hit and miss though. You can either get like extremely mid French fries or like pretty good.
Yeah, but like the thing about like going to like an actual restaurant, not a fast food place. I don't usually have bad fries. They're usually always like good at actual restaurants. At fast food places, they're not as good. But like, the perfect fry for me is like not like a little thick, like perfectly cut, like not thick. Not
like you can taste the potato.
Like you can taste the potato.
Yeah.
Like really crispy on the outside and super fluffy on the inside.
That's, I think that's what everyone says, man.
And I think for me, like
fish and chips fries.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like I mean, that's kind of a basic answer, but he's right. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like those fries are also the best for dipping.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got another one, Sebi?
If I were to say, probably, if we could go with, like, condiments here, like, underrated A1 sauce.
Oh, I do love some A1 sauce.
I mean, I only use it.
Top three is just insane, I feel like.
I can't think of anything else, unless you give me another idea. I mean, sriracha.
Sriracha. Or A1 sauce works too if you like A1 sauce. Yeah.
Well, A1
sauce.
Wait,
is sriracha still like discontinued? Didn't something happen with sriracha sauce?
I think it's back.
Oh, it's back.
But like, I think A1 sauce, I only use it for steak. But I feel bad because I'm not saying my dad's steak is bad or anything. It's just A1 sauce tastes. It's like Sweet Baby Ray's. It just tastes so good, you know.
Yeah.
I'd go to like Texas Roadhouse and give me a bottle of A1 sauce. I'd go to like John Howie's, like a 3-star restaurant. Give me A1 sauce. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think for, like, homemade steak, you definitely need A1 sauce, but, like, I think there are some restaurants where it's, like, an active insult if you're adding A1 sauce.
Like I feel like my homemade steak, like, when I make a steak, I feel like it doesn't, I would rather have it without sauce.
Really?
I feel like I like it. I like barbecue sauce.
It depends. I think sometimes, like, some flaky sea salt is all you need if it's a good flavorful steak.
Yeah, like, good crunchy, like, the crunch from the sea salt is really nice. All right. A1 sauce. Interesting choice. I like that choice.
I like that choice. That's like an innovative choice because like not that many people were thinking of sauces, but
okay, this is like a rare occurrence, but what about bread and butter?
Oh, I do like bread and butter.
Well, it's a
I feel like a good bread
like
is
a roll.
A roll is I feel like
a nice warm roll.
Or crispy roll
you get at Zell's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good side. You know at the Italian restaurants when they give you like bread on the side and you can dip it in like the pasta sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really go to Italian restaurants that much.
All right, yeah.
Can we talk about the worst side of all time? Coleslaw.
Okay, I feel like coleslaw is not that bad.
Coleslaw? Yeah.
Coleslaw.
It has flavor. It never has flavor. Makes it good, it's not bad. It's probably the worst side, but like, I'm never ordering coleslaw. Well, I'm never ordering a side salad in general, so it doesn't even matter. But
what do you mean?
You get like when they ask salad or fries.
Oh, between between them. I'd order a salad on as a appetizer, like a Caesar salad.
Yeah, Caesar salad. Caesar salad's a great food.
Yeah.
I saw this video online. It was like things people have never said, and it was like, yeah, I'll substitute my fries for coleslaw.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody getting that.
Nobody's like getting that.
Or like horseradish, sauce.
Horseradish is good.
Dog.
Horseradish.
Like not by itself, but like. But, like, horseradish, I've never had horseradish sauce, I'm going to be honest. But,
that was so random. What?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's because, like, horseradish looks, like, extremely similar to ketchup. So, I don't know, maybe when I was younger, I'd try to put
what
my
what horseradish are you eating? Horseradish does not look like ketchup.
It's white.
Okay.
I don't even know what horseradish is. Like, I've never eaten horseradish.
Yes, yeah, at the Jewish thing. At the...
Oh yeah. I don't eat that though. It doesn't taste good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it
but
it doesn't taste good by
did
itself.
You know they actually make the wasabi you eat is probably actually horseradish?
Yeah.
I did hear that,
Because like it's so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is horseradish normally really spicy?
Yeah, it's like
it's
natural
like wasabi,
acidic kind of flavor.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm up.
I'm up actually. I never really said my second side. So
wait, did I do my second side?
No, you.
I think I'm up.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna go onion rings. I'm a big onion rings guy.
Okay, onion
like some beer battered onion rings.
Yeah, beer batter, pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go like either fried rice, either for my second one. I think it's kind of interchangeable.
Fried rice.
Either fried rice or fried noodles, or like stir fried noodles as a side to go with like.
A side? Usually for me, it's the whole dish.
No, but a side to. to go with my General Tso's or my or chicken or my Beijing beef or my beef and broccoli, whatever.
Beijing beef? That's the first I've heard of that.
You never had Beijing beef?
No, I've never.
That's actually classic Chinese, I think.
No. What? You think they name? Do we have a? Do we
actually,
have
no, a dish I've never ate that. I was talking about
like Louisiana
beef. Mongolian beef.
Louisiana beef.
But Beijing beef is a thing.
Well, I mean, they do have like Texas Roadhouse, so.
Yeah.
Texas steak.
I heard the Texas Roadhouse rolls are really good.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
All right, Micah, on to you.
This is a tough one because I feel like. What about, like, with a soup, like, some nice, like, crackers, like saltine crackers?
Like a clam chowder?
Like a clam chowder.
Yeah, maybe like a clam chowder or like...
I love clam chowder.
Yeah.
This, wait, I'm thinking, this isn't normally, like, considered a side, but, like, if you have a tomato soup as your main entree, some, like, grilled cheese as a side.
Oh. Oh! Eh. I like that. Like a side sandwich.
Like a side sandwich.
Soup.
Do we like
or
that?
Side soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mess with it.
I think I'm gonna go with that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I would go with side soup. Probably in that category, because I would consider a soup a side.
Is it soup with sandwich or sandwich with soup?
I think it's sandwich with soup.
I'm going to go soup with sandwich.
All right. I see it. All right, Sabi, on to the final third one.
The final part of the show. Take us away.
I mean, if I had to continue with my theme, it'd probably be stir-fried vegetables. You know, my grandma. It's all my grandma's food. It's stir-fried broccoli. It's so good with oyster sauce.
Oyster sauce is really good.
Yeah, and it's like stir-fried, and that's like the only way I was able to eat broccoli growing up. Mm-hmm. I still can't eat broccoli by itself. Like, I need, I don't get how people eat vegetables without ranch. A lot of vegetables
ranch.
Without ranch. Like celery.
I don't know. Like
celery
regular raw vegetables I can't eat, but if they're grilled, like with some sauce.
Or just dressing.
Dressing.
Simple dressing, yeah. I'm going to go with my last one. I'm going to... Like, this is, like, I don't... Most people don't consider this a side, but if I'm at a barbecue place and I have mac and cheese and, like, ribs, I'm gonna have mac and cheese as my side. So, like, mac and cheese, pulled pork, ribs, brisket, and then, like, mac and cheese is the side. Like, a creamy mac and cheese.
It's very Southern.
Yeah, it is very Southern. Yeah. But it is really good. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show, Sebi.
Oh, no problem.
I think we got to try some of your grandma's food sometimes.
Yeah. Please bring it. Maybe last week of school, you can bring some of your grandma's food and we can try it.
Yeah. I've already bugged her a lot this year over multiple events I've held for, like, culture fair, for leadership parties.
Hey.
It's always my grandma's
just
food.
Just like a little bite for us. Just a little
maybe,
bite.
Maybe. It's for the friendship we've made.
We'll
this
see.
Year.
We'll see. All right.
All right.
That about
well, thank
wraps,
you.
That
wraps it up.
That wraps it up, yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to KMIH 89 The Bridge.